Good morning. Thank you, Ken. Nice to have you back. Had some lovely news from Kathy. Congratulations, Kathy, on selling your house. Maybe you'll move to my coast. So today we're here to do a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 317. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 317. I follow in the way appointed me. I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone. Salvation waits until I take this part, is what I choose to do. Until I make this choice, I am the slave of time and human destiny. But when I willingly and gladly go the way my Father's plan appointed me to go, then will I recognize salvation is already here, already given all my brothers and already mine as well. Father, your way is what I choose today. Where it would lead me, do I choose to go? What it would have me do, I choose to do. Your way is certain, and the end secure. The memory of you awaits me there, and all my sorrows end in your embrace, which you have promised to your son, who thought mistakenly that he had wandered from the sure protection of your loving arms. Amen. I follow in the way appointed me. As I contemplate this lesson, the title of the lesson, calls to me. It's telling me that there's a way that's been appointed me. Yet I follow in the way. And so this following is following the guidance of spirit, the truth, letting go of the illusion. It's a following in the present moment. The way appointed me sounds like the script is written to me, that it's the karma. And the following is how I make my way through the illusion, recognizing in each moment that it is illusion. It says, until I make this choice, I am the slave of time and human destiny. While I believe in the illusion, I am the slave to it, to time, to human destiny. And then it says, but when I willingly and gladly go the way my father's planned appointed me to go, which is letting go of the illusion, it's then that I recognize salvation is already here, already given, already mine. In class this morning, we read a paragraph in chapter 26 called The Appointed Friend, section six. And it starts out with these words. It says, anything in this world that you believe is good and valuable and worth striving for can hurt you and will do so. It says, not because it has the power to hurt, but just because you have denied it is but an illusion and made it real. And it goes on to say, and it is real to you. It is not nothing. And in making it real, and it is nothing, that's the part that causes us the suffering. He says we have a role to fill that's for us alone. That's our role, to let go of the illusion, to stop making it real. All suffering ends when we stop believing it, the illusion. Holy Spirit, my higher self, the truth of who I am, help me today to let go of making it real. Help me to remain in the present moment, the only truth there is. Help me to have the courage and the strength to recognize when I am making it real and suffering. Help me to follow in this present moment right now your guidance. I am so grateful for your guidance. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we settle into a comfortable position, allowing the body to rest. Taking a few deep breaths, and allowing our attention to move inward, using the breath as a quieting mechanism. Just watch the breath go in and out, allowing attention to remain there. And noticing in this present moment, right now, the peace, for the next few minutes, there's nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Nothing to fix. The only desire is to remain here in this present moment. If a thought or sensation or an emotion comes into awareness, notice that you are aware of it. And remind yourself of the intention to stay in the present moment. And simply let whatever's in awareness to float away. In this space of no concerns, feel deeply into your heart and just see what you find. Not adding to it or telling stories about it, just feel deeply into your heart. Allowing the truth of who you are to simply be there. Feel who you are. Thank you. if a thought or feeling comes up. Notice that you're aware of it and that it is not you. And return back to this present moment right now. The past is illusion. The future is illusion. Being aware of when you slipped into illusion and return back to the present moment, feeling deeply into your heart. What am I? does it feel right now in this moment to know that you are complete? That salvation is already here. That suffering is completely done and over. How does it feel right now, in this moment, to feel healed and whole, complete? In all ways. Thank you for joining with me today in recognizing the completeness in the present moment. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share today. I had a feeling of sadness today, and this meditation helped me to realize that that's not my truth. So, thank you, everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.